The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, August 28th, 2017. Hola, Bartophiles, and welcome to the 166th episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops, of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what were the past 7 days of the year. So this week's really slow news week included, TMZ was one of many media outlets that took the University of Southern California to task for spelling Shakespeare's name without the last E on their new statue. SC claims with some historical support that his name was spelled many ways, but really? I have posted my take on the subject on the blog. The LA Times ran a great op-ed drawing parallels between today's America and the Rome of Shakespeare's Coriolanus. The Financial Review ran a fascinating piece on Henry Folger and his efforts to collect Shakespeare folios. It's a great read. The Oxford University Press blog has done it again with another great story, covering the connections between Shakespeare and the cinematic heavyweight Alfred Hitchcock. Once again, just a great read. And finally, hey, I told you this was a slow news week. The Hartford Courant reviewed Romeo and Juliet by Elm Shakespeare running through next weekend in New Haven, Connecticut, calling the production experimental and with an attitude. Now let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On August 22nd, 1485, the Battle of Bosworth Field took place. With the death of Richard III, this effectively ended the War of the Roses between the Lancastrian and Yorkist factions. The Lancastrian leader, Henry Tudor, became Henry VII and the first king in the Tudor dynasty. This is depicted at the end of Richard III. On August 23, 1305, William Wallace, leader in the Wars for Scottish Independence, died. Edward I didn't see him as a hero. Instead, after capture and trial, Wallace was hanged, drawn, and quartered, after being stripped naked and dragged through the streets. This is not a story from Shakespeare, but Mel Gibson, who did play Hamlet for Franco Zeffirelli, did direct a pretty kick-ass version of the Wallace tale in Braveheart. On August 24th, 1200, King John married Isabella of Angoulême, his second wife after his annulment to another Isabella, that one the Countess of Gloucester. This Isabella bore him his heir, Henry III. On August 25th, 1930, Sean Connery was born. I know, he's 007, but 2 years before he was Bond, he was a pretty kick-ass Henry Hotspur Percy in the BBC's An Age of Kings, a production that covered the two tetralogies. On August 26th, 1966, Tom Stoppard's Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead opened at the Edinburgh's Fringe Festival. This absurdist play takes place just offstage during the events of Hamlet, and was turned into a pretty good film adaptation in 1990 with Tim Roth and Gary Oldman. On August 27, 1978, actor Robert Shaw died. Though he's not known as a Shakespearean actor, he did play Claudius to Christopher Plummer's Hamlet in a BBC television movie, Hamlet at Elsinore, in 1964. Michael Caine played Horatio in this first adaptation of Hamlet to be filmed on location. On August 28, 1921, American actress Nancy Culp was born, though known mostly to television audiences as Miss Hathaway on the old series The Beverly Hillbillies, she did go on to play the nurse in Romeo and Juliet at the Georgia Shakespeare Festival in 1987. And that was your bizarre and slow week in Shakespeare. You've been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending August 27th, 2017. For our blog and previous Twiz episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we'll catch you next week. Shakespeare fans, need a poster to hang in your room? Teachers, Need some nifty handouts for your students to peruse as you introduce them to the Bard? Or are you just in the mood for some printable versions of some of the cool infographics found on this website? Well, regardless of how you answered those questions, I've got a scratch for that itch, a solution for that problem. Check out the Bill Shakespeare Project page on the Teachers Pay Teachers website. You can find character maps for Romeo and Juliet and Julius Caesar previewing the characters and their relationships to one another. I've also got geographical maps so your students can wrap their heads around travels within the plays Troilus and Cressida. Yes, even TNC gets some love. All's Well That Ends Well as well. See what I did there. Plus Pericles and Othello. There's also handouts on the so-called history in Macbeth and Julius Caesar, time in Romeo and Juliet, and violence in Titus Andronicus. Also, you'll find entire packets of handouts for both King Lear and Macbeth, including scene-by-scene timelines and the interactions as well as relationships between the characters. And I'll be adding even more soon. Plus, this is where you can find the printable version of the new and improved periodic table of Shakespeare. Some of these are for free, and some are for purchase, but all can be found on the Bill Shakespeare Project page on teacherspayteachers.com. Oh, and if you want to purchase a pre-printed poster-sized version of that periodic table, well then head on over to the Bill Shakespeare Project page on redbubble.com. Links to both of these sites can be found in the left-hand margin of this website.